Guess who's coming to town? Not your usual Santa. When people think of Santa Claus, they usually picture a jolly man in red with a white beard. But around the world, he takes many forms. Some Santas are kind and friendly, while others are strange, or even a little scary. In the Netherlands, children look forward to Sinterklaas, who arrives by boat and later rides a white horse. In France, Santa is known as Père Noël and wears red. However, his helper, Père Fouettard, frightens naughty children with sticks. In Italy, Santa is an old witch named La Befana. Instead of bringing gifts on December 24th, she flies on her broom on January 5th and gives presents to children. In Iceland, the 13 Yule lads visit on the 13 nights before Christmas, one arriving each night. They bang on doors, steal food, and look through windows. Mischievous but harmless behavior today. No matter the name or story, these Santas all help people celebrate Christmas in their special ways.
Today's warm-up quiz is, Julia blank her knee on the chair and shouted because it hurt so much. A. Banged. B. Healed. C. Ranked. D. United.
You have 15 seconds to think about it. Time's up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Claire.
And it's Christmas. It's coming around the corner. And I love the saying, guess who's coming to town? Mm. Okay, usually when we hear guess who's coming to town, we usually think of Santa Claus. But today's article is not about your typical Santa Claus that we think of, because the title says, guess who's coming to town? Not your usual Santa.
Right. Ooh. When we think about Santa, we usually picture a chubby old man with white beard, but this time there are going to be more.
And it's really not what you think. Okay, so let's take a look at today's article and find out what kind of Santa Claus we're talking about. Okay, the article first starts off with, when people think of Santa Claus, they usually picture a jolly man in red with a white beard. Okay, yeah, so usually we think of Santa Claus and we think ho, 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 someone very happy. When you think about something or somebody, it means what you have in your head about that person or about that thing. So it's basically what you imagine. Now, jolly just means very happy, very friendly. We usually think of a very happy and friendly Santa Claus.
Right. So think of somebody or think of something. 就是想到. So we could say think of an idea or think of a plan or think of someone. So for example, nowadays we send reels or post online, maybe on social media to our friends, right? So you can say, oh, I thought of you when I saw this reel.
That's right. Okay, of course we also picture Santa Claus with a big beard, big white beard, right? A beard is a noun and it is the hair that grows on the chin and the sides of someone's face. So I don't know why, but a lot of dads love to grow beards, right?
Yeah.
And beards are usually all around this chin area. So I usually think of like maybe Hagrid from Harry Potter or even Aquaman as well as having beards. Okay, for example, we can say, my boyfriend decided to grow a beard for No Shave November.
Wow, okay, so beard 它就是一个名词，就是胡须. So the verbs to go with beard would be grow a beard, 就是留胡子，就是男生想要留胡子嘛. Or if you don't want the beard, you would shave it, shave one's beard. And so I started to realize the beard culture is very different, right?
Oh, really?
In Taiwan and probably in the US or anywhere else in the world. So in Taiwan, I think most men here are clean shaven, right? They don't have that much beard. And if you grow a beard, some people might think, oh, you're sloppy or maybe you're lazy. While, what about in the US?
I don't know. I feel like people, for me, my perspective of people who have beards, sometimes it can look very fashionable.
Mm.
Like some men with beards, they look, wow, like Aquaman. He looks really amazing. He looks really strong and very stylish as well.
Right,
masculine. Yeah. Oh, I never noticed that, but it's a great point to bring out. Okay, so let's continue reading the article. It says, but around the world, he takes many forms.
Ooh, 所以这个 forms 呢，就是名词形式或者样子。所以啊，在课文里面他就说到，不过在世界各地，他出现的样子是不一样的哦，有很多不同的形象。
Yeah, okay, I wonder what kind of forms he's going to take. It says here, some Santas are kind and friendly, while others are strange or even a little scary. I don't want that happening on Christmas. Okay, let's take a look at the word scary first. Scary is an adjective and it means frightening. So, for example, Ferris wheels are scary for me because I'm afraid of heights. Mm. So if you invite me to go to the top of Taipei 101 with you, sorry, I won't go because it's scary for me. Okay, however, it's really weird. I love roller coasters and I'm not scared of that.
Okay, so I'm actually the opposite. Oh. Like only the carousel and the Ferris wheels aren't scary to me at the amusement parks.
Yeah, for me, I'm scared of... It's the slow turning thing for me. That's why I feel scared.
Oh, and you cannot look down.
Yeah, I'll go, oh, get me off. Okay, but how do we use scary in a sentence? We can say, we turned off the lights and watched a lot of scary movies for Halloween.
I wouldn't do that to myself. Okay, so scary means 可怕的或是吓人的，它是一个形容词，是形容某件事情或是某个人对你来说很可怕。那它的近义字呢，我们可以看到 frightening。 好，那另外呢，各位可能也有学过 scared or frightened， 它都是 ed 结尾。那它的差别是 scared and frightened， 它是形容我们的感觉。So you would say I am scared or I am frightened instead of I am scary. Otherwise, you are saying that you're a scary person and nobody wants to talk to you. And so here, the verb would be scare or frighten. 这两个都是动词的用法。
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at maybe some scary Santas. It says here, in the Netherlands, children look forward to Sinterklaas, who arrives by boat and later rides a white horse. Ooh, okay.
好，那这边呢，我们就看到今天的文法。 Let's take a look. 我们今天的 Language in Focus 会来看到关系代名词的限定跟非限定的用法。那关系代名词呢，又简称为关代，是用来干嘛的？是用来引导关系子句，也就是形容词子句。那常见的关系代名词就包含 that、 who、 whom、 whose 或是 which。 那它兼具了代名词跟连接词的作用哦，它不只能代替前面出现的名词，那我们前面出现的名词就把它称为先行词，先走在前面的词嘛。那也能够连接主要子句跟关系子句哦。那关代呢，又可以分为限定跟非限定的用法。 那到底什么是限定或是非限定啊？我们先从限定的用法开始看。限定的用法呢，是因为先行词不明确。 那不明确呢，我们就需要以限定的关系子句去加以把前面的先行词来限定起来，这样子才能让它指的对象能够更清楚。So for example, I met a girl who knows how to play the guitar very well at school. 我在学校呢遇到了一位很会弹吉他的女孩。哎，I met a girl， 这个 girl 那么多，我要把它限定起来嘛，所以用 who。 那这边的主要子句呢是 I met a girl。 而后方的 who knows how to play the guitar， 则为关系子句。那再来我们看到非限定的用法，由于先行词呢已经够明确了，那我们就不需要给它限定起来，所以把它称为非限定。那非限的用法呢，先行词很常是专有名词，比如说哦武林高中啊 ，Lady Gaga 或是 AMC， 空中美语等等，你一听到这个。 就会是就是一个专有的名词嘛，所以不需要把它限定起来。那它的作用呢，就只是在于补充说明这个前面的先行词。所以即使拿掉那个关系子句，也是不会影响原句语义的哦。好，那再来还要注意的是，主要子句跟关系子句需要与 逗号来隔开。比如说文章的句子 ,In the Netherlands, children look forward to Santa Claus, who arrives by boat and later rides a white horse. 好，那所以这边看到那个 who 前面有一个逗点嘛。好，那最后提醒，非限定的关系子句中不可以使用 that 来作为关系代名词哦，因此也不会有 that 取代 who 啊 which 的情形。比如说 David, who works at the library, always helps people find good books to read. 那第一个后逗点后方的 who, 这边我们说到了不可以用 that 来做代替。
Before we find out more about Santa Claus, we're going to look at this phrase, look forward to a noun or a verb ing, okay? So it just means you feel pleased and excited about something. Like you can look forward to going on vacation or look forward to your package to arrive, okay? So that's what that phrase means.
Right, so look forward to 呢，它后面会加名词或是动名词，后面加你很期待的事情。
Okay, let's continue reading the article. It says, in France, Santa is known as Père Noël and wears red. Okay, so if we have a be verb in the front and known as something, it just means that person or thing is called by that name. So, for example, Quang Jiyong is known as G-Dragon.
Okay, so 这边的 be verb plus known as 它在中文被称作的意思。So, for example,Taipei 101 is known as one of the tallest buildings in the world. 好，所以它就是被称作是全世界最高的建筑物之一嘛。那但是跟它很像有一个片语呢，会是 be known for。这边呢，小时候可能大家有学过 be famous for， 会是相近的意思，都是以什么什么闻名。So for example, in Taiwan, Taiwan is famous for bubble tea and stinky tofu.
And 小笼包 as well. Lots of good things. Okay, so next in the article it says, however, his helper,Pierre Foutard frightens naughty children with sticks. So let's take a look at the word frighten. Frighten is a verb and it means to scare or make somebody suddenly feel afraid. Like cockroaches frighten me when they start to run real quickly towards me. Ew, I really hate that. We can also use it in a sentence like this.The little kids decided to hide behind the door and waited to frighten their mother. Oh, so naughty.
Right, so 这个 frighten 呢它是一个动词就会是使害怕或者使惊吓。So in junior high school, you might have learned be scared of. 那在这边呢你也可以用 be frightened of. 好那如果谁给你吓了半死你就可以说 frightened to death.
I'm pretty sure that mom was frightened to death, right? Yeah.Let's take a look at the word stick. It's a noun and it means a long, thin piece of wood or plastic, etc. that you use for a particular purpose. So it can be like a walking stick or even a stick that you use for your dog. For example, we can say, Tim threw a stick for his dog, Rufus, to fetch. Huh? Speaking of sticks, it looks like our AI friend has something to say. Stick with us to find out what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Need a good laugh? Welcome to our joke section, where learning meets laughter. Why did the stick go to school? Because it wanted to branch out its knowledge.
好，所以这个 stick 呢，它是一个名词，就是棒或是棍的意思。那 so for example, a walking stick, 拐杖。But stick, this word can also be a verb, actually. 它就会有粘住或是粘贴的意思。So for example, you probably already have this, a sticky note, 就会是就是那个便利贴，因为它便利贴就是粘粘的嘛。所以 sticky 在这边变成了一个形容词，粘的。
Yeah, or like sometimes slime can be kind of sticky as well. So that's what stick means as an adjective. Okay, let's continue reading in the article. It says, in Italy, Santa is an old witch named La Befana. Ooh, that's kind of scary because a witch is basically a woman believed to have magic powers and uses it to do evil things. If it's a male, we usually say wizard. So that's why in Harry Potter, Harry is a wizard and Hermione is a witch.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is very surprising because in my head, Santa Claus is always a man,
yeah.
right? Okay, so witch 呢还是一个名词，就是巫婆。那在意大利呢，圣诞老人是一位叫做贝法纳的老女巫哦。那这边 named 是过去分词的用法，因为它是被称为，是这样子的一个名字。
Yeah, so it says here, instead of bringing gifts on December 24th, she flies on her broom on January 5th and gives presents to children. Okay, so she sounds scary, but actually I think she's doing really nice things,
yeah.
right? And plus the dates of the Christmas gifts are a little bit different. So instead of the usual December 24th, it's on January 5th.
Yeah, you have to wait a bit longer.
Exactly.
To get your present.
I know, but I guess...It's, at least you get something nice, right? Mm-hmm. Broom here is a noun and it means the thing you use to sweep dirt off the floor. And traditionally in stories, witches fly on broomsticks. So yeah, usually whenever you think of a witch, you think of them flying on the broomstick,you know, going around, creating havoc, becoming evil, right?
Right, 所以这个 broom 呢它是一个名词就是扫帚的意思。But when we're talking about, cleaning, usually we also use dustpan, 就是畚斗。
Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay, next, let's take a look at another type of Santa Claus. This is in Iceland, the 13 Yule lads visit on the 13 nights before Christmas.One arriving each night.
Wow, you have so many surprises every day. 好，所以在冰岛呢，有13个圣诞小伙伴呢，他们叫做尤尔拉德，他会在圣诞前的13天，每天晚上各来一个。
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do they do? It says, they bang on doors, steal food, and look through windows, mischievous but harmless behavior today.Let's take a look at the word bang. Bang here is a verb and it means to hit something in a way that makes a loud noise. So that's why sometimes when you're reading stories, you might see bang because literally that noise pops out. For example, we can use bang in a sentence like this. The police banged on the doors for the thief to open the door before kicking it down.
好，所以刚刚这个字 bang 它就会是动词猛击或是猛敲的意思，那很常用在片语里面，就会是 bang on something， 因为你是在某物上一直猛击猛敲嘛。所以我们今天来 warm up quiz
哦、oh,
Julia her knee on the chair and shouted because it hurt so much。 好，我们来看一下选项 A bang 就是猛击猛敲 B healed 或是康复或是痊愈 C ranked它是排序的意思，而 D united 是团结或是联合，所以它当然会是 bang on the door.
Mm-hmm, or bang on her knee, right? In this one, it's bang on her knee. So we see here that bang means to knock on something really hard. So the correct answer should be A.
Right. And so another example would be, I banged my head on the overhead compartment as I stood up.
Ouch.
It happens to me all the time.
I know, because you're tall.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't have that problem. But yeah, because you're tall, you definitely have that problem a lot more.
Right, I have to be very careful. 好，所以在文章里面呢，他们就说到他们会敲门、偷吃东西，还会往窗户里面张望。Oh, they're just like little kids.
I know, so cute. Okay, we also saw this word, mischievous. Mischievous just means naughty.Okay, so it's another word for naughty, naughty children. And then we also saw the word harmless, okay? Harmless just means causing no harm or damage. So, for example, jellyfish usually have poisonous stings, but some are harmless. But that doesn't mean you should always touch all the jellyfish, just in case, don't touch any of them. We also saw the word behavior, and behavior is just the way that somebody acts.
嗯，好，所以这些呢，就只是调皮胡闹，但是很无害的行为。所以我们看到了 mischievous， 它就会是爱恶作剧的或是胡闹的。Similar word to that would be naughty。好，那另外一个形容词，我们看到 harmless， 它会是无害的。这个 less 呢，它常常会是放在一个名词的后方，当做一个字根，它会是没有的意思。So for example， you might know helpless， 无助的。Or hopeless, 没有希望的 Or useless, 没有用的那另外一个 oh, You don't say that to anyone It's very bad Okay, so another word is behavior 它会是一个名词行为的意思 So good behavior, bad behavior 好的不好的行为
Mm-hmm So we can have an example sentence, right?
Right. So she apologized for her behavior after realizing she was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's continue reading the article. It says, no matter the name or story, these Santas all help people celebrate Christmas in their special ways. Mm. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean in Chinese?
Okay, 所以不论叫什么名字或是拥有什么传说，这些圣诞老人他们都以独特的方式来陪伴人们过圣诞。好，所以喜欢我们今天的主题吗？不要忘了按赞、订阅、分享我们的 YouTube 频道和 Facebook。
Yeah, that's right. And you know what that means? It's time for our For You Chat. Okay, so the question is, which kind of Santa do you find most interesting or surprising and why?
Which one do you like?
For me, I like the Italian version. I like the Le Befana because I find this really interesting because usually, again, when I think about witches and brooms, I think of, you know, Halloween.
Right.
And so this tradition happening in winter and Christmas is really interesting for me. Oh, there's another Santa that the article didn't mention. His name is Krampus.
Mm.
He's kind of scary and is more similar to Fear Futar. He gives good children gifts and naughty kids a whip.
Oh, 天打。
Yeah, and people in Germany or Austria in that kind of region believe in Krampus more. Yeah.
Right, I actually Google this very scary Santa online.
Yeah.
And he looks super scary.
It looks like a monster, a demon monster, right?
Right. I think I would try extra hard to behave very well.
Yeah, I would not want him to visit me at all.
No.
Okay, so yeah, which Santa or which version of Santa do you like? It's okay if you like the original jolly, happy one. I think I like that one the best because he's the happiest and friendliest one for me. Okay, so you can talk about it amongst your friends, but that's all that we have time for today, so we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Vocabulary review.
Beard. Ralph has red hair on his head, but the hair that makes up his beard is brown. Scary. The movie was so scary that I spent most of the time covering my eyes and ears. Frighten. While his brother was sleeping, Jimmy made a loud noise to try to frighten him. Stick. When we went camping, we put hot dogs on long wooden sticks and cooked them over the fire. Bang. The baby banged on the pot with a big spoon and made a noise like a drum. Harmless. That dog may bark loudly, but it is totally harmless and loves to play.
智慧小图解。
Jolly. Witch. Broom. Mischievous. Behavior.